Okay, and we're back on this gloomy Friday.
Thank you. Yeah, it's nice out. I like days like today. Usually I wish I could stay in bed all day, but, you know.
We made him get up.
What are the chances? So we have our next guest here. We have Patrick Ryan. The name of your business is Coach From Within?
That's the name of the website, but my business is Future Sources.
Future Sources.
Yes, but the website is coachfromwithin.com, yeah.
Okay. And so tell us what you do at Coach From Within, or with your business.
Yes, and first of all, thank you for having me here. I'm really happy to see you again. Oh. I haven't seen you for a long time.
Should we mention that what you were here for?
We just met at one other show.
We just met.
Ooh,
yes.
That's
Patrick
so mysterious.
Was here before. No, I did an interview here at Nat Radio prior to this, so it's good to have you back.
So coachfromwithin.com, basically, it's pretty says just like that. I'm helping people in reaching their goals and achieving what they want to achieve and really becoming more of what they want and getting their dream actualized and thinking out of the box. And coaching is a support system that really helps you to bring the gap together between who you are and who you want to become.
Yeah. Okay, so how, what?
We're distracted, right?
We got people coming, people going. We got to kind of keep our eye out, corner of our eye, see what's going on in here. But
do you want me to repeat?
No, but thanks for asking. So now, I'm just curious. I'm going to ask you all these questions at once, and then you can respond. But just curious how long you've been doing this, how you got into this,
how does it work?
Yeah, how does it work? What's special about coaching from within?
Okay, many questions all in
one.
I know.
You can do it all in one sentence, I'm sure of it.
Oh, that's a challenge. Okay, just briefly, I was working in human resources, helping people to find jobs. But see, I had a personal agency. I come from Switzerland originally.
From where, sorry?
Switzerland.
Oh, okay.
And so I was fascinated by human nature and always want to help them. So I started to do training, and so corporate training and training and development for people. And then in 2000, I went to Asia. I went to different countries. I lived in 8 different countries on 4 different continents. And I arrived in Canada, and I discovered the coaching profession. I was doing some kind of consulting before, but coaching is different.
Yeah, okay.
It's more personal, well, I guess, if nothing else, right?
Yes, because I discovered that profession as being something that helps people from within, and that's why I called my company Coach From Within. It really helps you to discover the nuggets you have inside and then make them shine, you know, and really take them out. Mm-hmm. A coach helps you to think in 3D, because we see ourselves in 1D, and so having a coach is really help you to bounce ideas off, and then helps you to really actualize and redesign life when that is what you want. Mm-hmm. And what was the other question? So how I came to that is because it's a passion to really see people evolve and become more conscious, more aware of who they are, and helping them to achieve their dream or their life, or just have more balance in their life. Because you touch so many things. You know, and it's people who come to a coach are so different, and they have all different reasons, and so that what make it so beautiful and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What was the other questions?
Okay, so there was how you got into it.
Yeah, I covered that.
It was the
how it works, which you're touching on, but you haven't describe sort of the process that one goes through.
Yeah.
This is my technical writing.
You already want to go into that?
Well, I don't know.
All right, no problem. So the process is very simple. First of all, the person who wants to hire a coach is somebody who is motivated, right?
Right.
Motivated to really make a change or have more clarity in the life or get unstuck and really want to move on.
Right.
If you really want to see results in coaching, you need to think of at least a minimum commitment of 3 months.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And after 3 months, you do a re-evaluation, say, okay, where am I at now? Do I want to continue? Most of my clients continue much longer, and I have seldom clients who quit. They maybe take some time off, you know, like maybe having a few months off, or having like every 2 weeks or instead of every week, things like that. But they continue because they see the value of it. They have really see a totally different outcome of where they were.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so the process goes into the first time we get together is after they sent me back the questionnaire I have sent to them. Mm-hmm. And it takes 2 hours. This is what I call the discovery session. So we discover each other, we design the alliance, we say, okay, where are you at now and where you want to go? And so we design that alliance, and then we step up into the once a week session,
mm-hmm.
over an hour, 45 minutes to an hour of a session, and we do that every week.
Okay.
Do you give them exercises to do in between sessions that they have to complete?
They always have homework.
Yeah.
Depending, you know, what I like in coaching is that you dance in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You're not like, it's not my agenda, it's my client agenda.
It depends on what they want.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here I'm here to support they're who they are, and to help them to become more of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not creating a new person. They are creating themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just there to support it.
Seems to be the theme of our day today, doesn't it?
What?
People providing aids to people to help themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, just a little digression.
Synchronicity.
Indeed.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So now this is... You know, we hear about, you mentioned you came to Canada, discovered the profession of coaching. Was this something that you had not heard of prior to arrival in Canada?
Well, you know, I hear about the athlete coaching, right?
Yes.
Sports coaching, which
right.
is actually a similar, a good analogy to make here, because if you want to become a top athlete, you cannot do it alone. You need to hire a coach.
Mm-hmm.
And in your life, the same thing. If you want mm-hmm. to become a top on top of your life, you know, and really become outperform above average, you hire a coach. So it's the same analogy. So I knew about that, and I was doing consulting, and so I came across the coaching, and said, I don't think I need that. I do consulting anyway. It's pretty much the same. But I realized that it's totally different way. Because consulting and mentoring is like more showing a direction and more... Yeah, mentoring is like more creating that... it's counseling more. And coaching is not that. Coaching,
it's very active, I guess. It's active on your part as the coach. You're
right.
Actively working with the client to... You know, to bring them, you know, up.
Yeah, exactly. From inside out, that means you ask questions, very strategic questions that help to make you think and say, "Oh, I didn't think of that."
For example,
before, you know?
Give us a couple of those kinds of questions that one would ask.
Okay, well, I can maybe give you an example of. Tell me what is it that you'd like to have more of in your life?
More of in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Freedom to write.
To write?
A novel, yes.
Oh,
more
freedom.
Time and
oh, right.
financial security to feel comfortable to take the time.
Okay, so tell me more about that. What is it that that are the roadblocks right now that you're facing?
Probably my own lack of self-discipline, and secondly, financial security.
Okay, so we have two elements here,
yeah.
and we're going to have to choose one to work
yeah.
on first.
Yeah.
Which one is the most important for you right now?
Well, financial security will come with time, I suppose, so I guess it would be the self-discipline.
Self-discipline, okay,
yeah.
very good. So let's take that self-discipline
yeah.
component of
okay.
you. So what is it that you, that's... make you go aside from your commitment to your dream?
Probably self-indulgence and lack of faith in myself to
okay.
do it. Yeah.
Okay, and so lack of faith in yourself, that's
yeah.
interesting.
Well, I've thought about this, yeah, so that's, yeah.
You see where we're going? I mean, I could do a whole coaching session
yes.
there, and we can go in depth, and
yeah.
we're not going to do psychiatry here, it's also very important to understand.
Yeah.
We're going to... realization, oh yeah, and now, oh, that made me think, okay,
yeah.
let's go dig further if you want to.
Yeah.
And you can actually stop anytime
yeah.
because you're in control.
Yeah.
You can say, no, I don't want to go there. Okay, fine. We go somewhere else. Let's go to the other part.
Now, the reality, too, is that I would wager, just like myself, most people already know all this, don't they? And they just need somebody to bounce it off of and to remind them or to take them back to their...
I have an analogy I'd like to share.
Go
Patrick,
ahead.
You can tell me if this doesn't make sense. But it's like the athlete. It's the athlete that will do the performance.
Yes.
So it's in. It's already in the athlete to be able to do it, right? But they do need that coach. Without that coach, the chances of them actually reaching that level of performance are a lot less.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you get to, because we see people outside in 3D and oneself, we see ourselves in 1D, we don't have always the perspective right. And by having a coach, you say, okay, what do you think of that? And because I ask, how about doing this for a change? Okay, yeah, I didn't think of that. And sometimes you don't think of certain things because you're in it, right?
Right.
And also, we are covered with emotion. We're covered with emotions and we're covered with, we're bombarded by all kind of distraction. And that takes away from our focus. And by doing coaching, then you have that weekly session that helps you to refocus and to be really centered on what you want to achieve. Additionally to that, you have an accountability factor.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that, right?
You pay that coach.
Yes.
So you don't want to waste your money, and so you want to be accountable. You want to move on forward, really, for true, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm ready now. I'm taking that coach on, and so... and. So when I have homework for you, you know, you decide,
pretty
okay,
well,
I'm coming
well.
So then you cannot not move forward. When you do coaching, you cannot not move forward. Always go at the place where you want to go. That makes you think.
I'm thinking.
Must be hard.
I hear you're thinking.
It's hard.
Soggy,
especially when we're trying to avoid dead air at the same time.
I can fill in if you want.
No, I have a question somewhere in my brain. I'm just trying to get it out.
Well, I was just going to say to what you just said, Patrick, that I did have a friend who went through this process with another coach, life coach or whatever, and this guy told her that if she didn't complete her whatever exercises that she was supposed to do between sessions, he just wasn't going to bother with her anymore.
Yeah.
Because why go on if the person isn't doing it?
Now, I have a question. Was that person, the client, your friend, were they paying for their coach?
Oh, yes.
Oh, they were?
Oh, quite a bit,
So the coach was going to cut them off.
Yes, because he didn't need the business from her. Right. I mean, he was perfectly fine as he was. So
who was that, by the way? Can we name names?
No, we can't name names.
But, you know, that's a good point, what you're saying. I'm not interested in people who are not committing to their commitment.
Yeah.
It's not a question of money. It's a question of achievement. Where I get really my thrill into is into seeing people achieving what they want to achieve. Money is a side product. It's an energy exchange that is helping my life to be better, but I'm not doing for the money. I mean, otherwise I wouldn't be a coach. You know, usually a coach is more like interested into
You'd
the
be
persona.
Working at the corporate level doing consulting for large groups of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm doing that as well,
you
know, but my coaching side is really what gets me going a lot.
That's what gives you the real
I like to have an impact on people's life.
Yeah.
And whether it's helping them from within or whether it's giving a workshop, because I give workshop on emotional intelligence, I give workshop on different things. It's making a difference in people's life, you know. That's what motivates me.
That's
and if you want to give me for that money for that, great. I
even
accept
better,
it.
Doing what you love
it.
And being able to live on it.
So it occurs to me that this kind of coaching, this kind of it's one-on-one for the most part that you do.
Well, it's interesting you ask, because most of the time is one-on-one. Now, I do relationship coaching as well, which can be with a husband and wife, can be children and couples,
siblings.
Or parents. Yeah, siblings. Can be in corporate as well, when they have teamwork, you know. So there are different options. Everything is possible.
Mm-hmm.
You just need to be well trained for that because mm-hmm. it's a different
yes,
setup.
That facilitation and dealing yes. with people's dynamic and potentially hostile dynamic.
Yes. So yeah. it's very different.
Yeah.
But it strikes me that this is the kind of thing, it's almost as if everyone, every person, period, could use a coach. You know, just someone, you know, someone to do all the things you're saying. Someone to be accountable to, someone who can be there to help them to, you know, just increase
pinpoint
their
the issues.
Increase
mm-hmm.
their level of achievement.
Mm-hmm. Well, you want me to answer?
Yeah.
It is important to realize that when a coach is hired to help you, that means it's a big, like a big ear and a small mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And is here really to trigger the right questions and to trigger the right component that helps you to realize yourself. So a friend or a partner has totally a different agenda. It's like an emotional boundary,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't work the same way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm. Totally,
no, it's
totally
a totally different dynamic.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
it really is a coaching thing, and it's really there to, push the envelope. Of the person, expand their boundaries,
mm-hmm.
you know, to allow them to become more than what they are.
Yes,
and that's
yes.
what they want. They want to become more, bigger, more
effective,
capable,
ultimately.
More effective. Yeah.
Yeah. Maximum. Yeah. The maximize the potential. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so you have the. I did a training. You have a university of coach, and I did a training for that where I learned new tools. You know, that I didn't have as a consultant before, and I have now as a coach that. And these tools help me to be more efficient into the results of the coaching I have.
So, is there a particular accreditation?
Yes, definitely.
To be a coach?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh. And, you know, there are many people who call themselves coach,
mm-hmm.
but they just have an experience of life or an experience of a credential of expertise into their business life. And they call themselves a coach, but it's not the same as a trained coach.
Mm-hmm.
A trained coach has like a totally different perspective, mm-hmm. and is a professional. You know.
What kind of a training would a coach have? What kind of accreditation?
Well, we have like if you go on the coaches International Coach Federation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a federation that's uniting all schools of coaching, and they are different schools. I did the Coaches Training Institute, which is one very pragmatic. I'm not here in case
no.
somebody wants to. very pragmatic type of coaching or of training. So that means hands-on,
mm-hmm.
you know, and very into experiential type of coaching mm-hmm. And learning. And I like that. That's for my style.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Adler, which is another type of school, which is more academic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would personally, I wouldn't, it wouldn't be my style, but mm-hmm. there are many coaches who are really good with
right.
that. And you have Coach University, which is another school. And so you have all these schools that are mentioned here on the Coaches Training, on the Coach Federation
mm-hmm.
website. And you can, if you want to become a coach, you
that's
have
really
to
what
train.
You,
yeah,
right.
where you go.
And on average, or generally speaking, if you can answer this question, what have people been coming to you for? What have been the major things that people have wanted when they've come to you for coaching?
It's not the major. It's not one major. It's really different for
right.
everyone, you know. But I can say that life balance is a good one.
Meaning what?
You know, like between having enough finances, having enough time for your friends,
mm-hmm.
finding a loved one.
Mm-hmm.
Also, some
mm-hmm.
people come to me for that. Or redesign their interior, or reaching high goals in business,
mm-hmm.
or you know, wanted to choose a new career.
Mm-hmm.
That because I'm a career counselor
right,
as well.
Right.
So you know, as a coach, you come with a background as well. So
right.
and you have different tools that you use.
Right.
And I'm specialized in career counseling, emotional intelligence, and pleasurology.
Pleasurology.
I knew I'm going to have a reaction.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, we'll have to have you back and do a whole show
That's
just
right.
on that. Maybe
That's
with some
I think it just
examples.
Involves chocolate, Hugh. It's just about chocolate.
That's fine.
Yes.
I don't mind chocolate.
And I'm from Switzerland, so chocolate's a big one for me.
Okay.
So what I was saying is that people come for that, and I had someone that I helped professionally, and her goal was to really increase the performance of her company, mm-hmm. and that was her first goal. But we discovered along the coaching that she had a dream that she never had before, never could experience or never express before, and it was photography.
Oh.
And I said, how about, do you want to go there? And so we went there, and we discovered that it's really something that she so much wanted to do, and she preferred not to do this job anymore, even though she was passionate about it, you know?
So she dumped her business and became a photographer.
Exactly.
That's beautiful.
And now, and she's successful at it.
That's fabulous.
And so that's what is amazing, you know, you discover things and you uncover new beings.
Yeah, well, that, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Changing your life completely.
So you never know. Yeah. You never know. You may be stuck. You may think you're on the right path, but you may not be. But
maybe something totally different you want to do that you feel embarrassed to even think about.
Yes. And perhaps if they were to come and see you, you would help to awaken their latent
dream.
Raison d'être.
Yes.
And so that they can get on the right path and get moving forward on the right track. They may not even realize it yet.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's about redesigning your life. Sometimes it's that, and sometimes it's just empowering your life, and sometimes it's bringing more clarity, mm-hmm. and sometimes it's just finding answers.
Okay, so if people want to follow up with you, Patrick, how can they get in touch with you?
Phone call, email. And, of course, the website is a good start to see what coaching can do for you, all the things I offer. But I think the best way is once you've done the website understanding, you can even do so emotional intelligence, free quiz.
There's some stuff on there that self-assessment tools.
A little bit. And I have assessment tools, actually, as well, that help people to clarify about their values, their career, their... You know, the personal effectiveness.
I always like doing those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the web address?
It's coachfromwithin.com.
Okay. That's easy to remember. Coachfromwithin.com. And I don't know if you want to give out your email addresses. But
yes, it's patrick@coachfromwithin.com.
Okay.
And my phone number is 416-919-8466. 416-919-8466.
Okay. All right, Patrick, it's been great to chat with you today about all this stuff.
Yeah. Same here.
Great to see you again.
Good to see you,
and,
too.
And we'll have to have you back again sometime, maybe just to talk about pleasurology.
Indeed. Do you want me to tell you a little bit something about
okay.
it?
Okay.
Just
sure.
a little bit.
Yeah.
A teaser.
A teaser, exactly. What? How do you feel? How are you when you're into pleasure, into doing what you like, what you love?
Feels great.
Feels great.
Mm-hmm.
Your level of energy is high.
Mm-hmm.
Your effectiveness is high.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your inner power is high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's about discovering and being more aware of where what trigger pleasure for you.
What is really enjoyable and yes.
Mm. And is into discovering small pleasure as being the most incredible thing in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like small thing, like looking at a flower, looking at this rain falling from the sky, and discovering sensitivity in the smallest things, you know, and discovering
cooking
the beauty
a soup.
Of life. Cooking yeah. a soup can be making love with a soup, mm-hmm. you know, in a way that it's really... When you eat that soup, it's going to taste different. But I mean by that,
mm-hmm.
you know,
it's made with
actually
love.
Made with love.
I can tell you when she makes soup, it does taste like that.
See?
That's but I do make that. I feel like a witch casting a spell.
Exactly. And you put the love energy in it.
Yeah.
And you have pleasure doing it.
Yes.
So
yes.
when you have pleasure doing something, your life looks
yeah.
differently.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We'll be back in a couple minutes here on the Brad and Nora show today.
Yes.